School desegregation. We have several cases in this area and a couple of vocabulary terms for you to remember. We start with Plessy versus Ferguson, which is the case that established the doctrine of separate but equal. U.S. Supreme Court, 1896, separate but equal was okay. This lasted for almost 60 years before, in 1954, Brown versus the Board of Education overturned Plessy versus Ferguson and said that separate but equal was not only not okay, it was inherently unequal. The Brown decision formed the basis not only for children of all races and nationalities, but also for mainstreaming and special education. The two terms to remember here are de facto and de jure or de jure segregation. De facto means that in fact, it's not by law, but for some reason, perhaps it's housing, whatever reason it might be, there is de facto segregation going on. We saw this in the Sheff versus O'Neill case, in which the court determined that even though the school district was not saying that people had to be segregated, that there was segregation going on anyway, and it had to be addressed. In de jure desegregation, this is by law a legitimate state of affairs. And when we talk about Plessy versus Ferguson, separate but equal was by law.